Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless, of course, you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I'll hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm a professional musician. That's how I pay the rent. I get my drinks for free, so excuse me, thank you. All right, I have tonight is a special Christmas show I have for you tonight, and I hardly took any notes because I didn't, and so we're just going to be kind of winging it. And I also have a special guest that I didn't expect. A special uninvited guest, Jim Rue, a local legend. And he's trying to plug in his earphone, so I'll talk to him later. Now, the specialness of this show tonight is that I'm playing one song. That is, I'm playing the same song over and over. This song is called Merry Christmas, Baby. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about this song. You're going to like this. Oh, boy, you're going to like this. Ready? Okay, here we go. Merry Christmas, Baby. Oh, God. Merry Christmas, Baby is an R&B Christmas standard written by Lou Baxter and Johnny Moore and originally recorded in 1947 by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers featuring singer-pianist Charles Brown. It has been covered by many artists. Johnny Moore's Three Blazers was one of the hottest blues attractions on the West Coast when their recording of Merry Christmas Baby reached position number 3 on Billboard's R&B jukebox chart during the Christmas of 1947. Accompanying guitarist Moore for the recording session were bassist Eddie Williams, guitarist Oscar Moore, then of the King Cole Trio, Nat King Cole, and singer-pianist Charles Brown. But when people talk about this song, they don't really talk about the Three Blazers. They just say it's Charles Brown, because he went on to play by himself and he recorded it again. Let's see, Jim, you're on 1, 2, 3, 4. Looks like. Let's see. Say something, Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, baby. Thank
you, baby, and thank you very much. And my uninvited guest is Jim Rue, and as I've been explaining, Jim.
I was invited.
It was an open invitation.
It was like a month ago. Yeah.
Well, my unexpected guest. Yeah, anyway, we're just listening to one song over and over. So brace yourself for that.
Isn't your show always like that?
No. And so this first song is like I said, Merry Christmas, Baby. And this is the original one. This is the first one. This is the one by the Three Blazers, the West Coast group, with Charles Brown singing Merry Christmas, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Merry Christmas, Baby. Sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Ooh, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my stereo. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. The chimney about a half past three. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Ooh, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure been good to me. I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up. I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a Christmas tree.
Charles Brown and the Blazers, the three Blazers, but Charles Brown basically, singing and playing piano on the song Merry Christmas Baby here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. The theme is one song tonight, Merry Christmas Baby. I have an unexpected guest, Jim Rue. Hi, Jim.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Thank you, baby. And that was Charles Brown. That was the original one, recorded in 1947.
That's a very nice.
That's a very nice. And that's a blues. That was a slow blues, basically, but it wasn't just a straight 1-4-5, because they go... It goes, Merry Christmas, baby, 1-4, da 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 1. Merry Christmas, baby, 4, da 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 1.
They don't actually sing that part, though.
No, they don't sing out the numbers like that. And but then goes the sharp five. That's the 5 and back to the 1. And when they're playing the solo, they go all the way up to the 6 and walk back down by half steps back down to the 5. and ended up on the one. Now, see, Jim, if you'd been listening to my show like you say you do, you'd know all this stuff because all my listeners, all especially my codpiece peanut gallery, they all know this stuff, man.
I said that?
Yeah. Anyway, now this next one is truly a blues song. That's the same song, Merry Christmas, Baby, by B.B. King, who we just lost not very long ago.
We did indeed.
But he lived a long time, and he gave us an awful lot. And this is one of the songs he gave us. This is B.B. King's version of Merry Christmas, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. B.B. King here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Merry Christmas, Baby. I'm John Troy, listening to the sack. The theme is Merry Christmas, Baby, that song. I have a guest with me tonight, Jim Rue. Hi, Jim.
I am just lousy with the Christmas spirit.
No, that sounds good and bad, the way you put it, if you put it that way. What do you have any questions or concerns?
Well, I've been wondering about your qualifications.
I don't have any.
I didn't mean to upset you.
No, no, that's okay. I've been fighting a cold. But you mean my qualifications for doing this show?
Well, I was wondering whether I might be able to engage you to give me music lessons.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. If you want to take music lessons. Yeah.
How's that likely to go? How's the first session likely to go if we do that, John?
Well, that depends on whether or not you want to wear pants.
Want to repent?
Yeah, repent.
Just yeah. Before Christmas? No, the timing is wrong.
No, that's true. We'll wait for Mardi Gras.
Maybe before Easter.
Yes. Yes, right before Easter. Exactly. Right after. All right. Well, this is Merry Christmas, Baby. And now we're going to listen to really the first version that I became familiar with when I was a young man. And this is by Otis Redding. Now, that last...
Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah. The first one we heard was Charles Brown, which was Slow 1625. That blues. This one was... that was BB, another slow blues. That was a straight 1-4-5 chord progression, a straight 12-bar blues 1-4-5 progression. And now Otis's version has a whole different feel to it. Whole different feel. More of an R&B swing.
And what's the year on this?
Oh, that Otis recorded this one?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. My guess would be around 1965, 1966. So let's check it out. Want to?
Hit it.
This is Otis Redding doing Merry Christmas, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. You standing beneath that mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
Otis Redding here on KX93.5 FM, doing Merry Christmas, Baby. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's, because, my grooves are crunchy, baby! So, and I have a guest with me tonight, Jim Rue. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, John? I came in hopes that I might hear I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I don't have that one for you, Jim, but I have this one coming up by Kem. It's another version of Merry Christmas, Baby, by this cat named Kem. Kem Cat. Well, it's not Kem Cat. It's Kem. Shall we hear it?
Would that be C-H-E-M-K-I-M?
No. It's K-E-M. K-E-M.
is the guy's name, and he does a version. I can't remember. It's let's listen. Let's check it out. What do you say?
Hit it.
Okay, this is Kim doing Merry Christmas, Baby here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Right here, come on. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure you treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure you treat me nice. Yes, you do. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas now. I'm living in paradise, yeah. I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Said I'm feeling mighty fine, girl. Got good music on my radio, babe. And I wanna kiss you, baby. Standing neath the mistletoe, yeah. Right here. Bowling on guitar. Santa came down the chimney about 3:30. Left all these groovy presents that you see before me, girl. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure been good to me, yeah. I ain't had a drink this morning, but I'm lit up like a Christmas tree, yeah. Christmas, baby.
That's pretty smooth. That's Kim. Kim doing Merry Christmas, Baby here on KX93.5 FM. Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. I have Jim Rue with me. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, John? That's cool, man.
Yeah, yes. That was very
Is that cool. What you'd call cool jazz?
No. Well, yeah, I guess that's a category, but I don't call anything cool jazz. That's not part of my lexicon.
Well, it's not. It's something, would it offend you to be have it be called cool jazz?
Would it offend me?
Yeah.
Well, no.
You probably would find it inaccurate.
I would call it like a. I would call that like a 12-bar swing. That's what I would call that.
That sounds like a technical specification.
It is. It is a technical specification, but that's the way I look at it. I mean, I wouldn't go, hey guys, okay, this is a 12-bar. Let's play it cool jazz style. You know, no. That's something you never hear on stage.
So your sidemen would say, what do you mean by that?
Yes, they would. They would say, well, what do you mean? They would. But if I say it's a 12-bar swing, then they know they're going to walk.
I learned, John. Yeah. I learned slow, but
yeah.
I learned.
Yes, you do. Yeah, if I say a 12-bar shuffle, they know it's going to be dunk, ga-dunk, 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 ga-dunk. All right? If I say like a 12-bar swing, then they know it's going to be like that one. It's a doom ba doom ding gong bang zing doom bang whack.
I'd like to bring up a little sub theme that turned up during that. Who was it? That Kim? In the middle of this Merry Christmas, Baby, there's this infantile thing that goes da 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 da.
Yes, yes. Well,
that's not very Christmas-like.
Let's see. Well, no, I guess not. But as I was saying while the song was playing, that a lot of soloists enjoy. Excuse me. Enjoy quoting a familiar nursery rhyme song or something like that in their solo. And you're right, it's probably infantile. Now, the next song is Merry Christmas, Baby.
Really? What a surprise.
All the songs are Merry Christmas, Baby, and this one's by The Whispers. This one's
the
got
Whispers?
The Whispers, and this one's got a fat, fat R&B groove. Let's check it out. This is The Whispers doing Merry Christmas, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Whispers here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Merry Christmas, Baby. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. And our special edition episode of The Sack tonight is Merry Christmas, Baby. We're playing different versions of that one song. I have Jim Rue with me. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, John? I was wondering, you know, I really like the clarinet. I was wondering if you have a klezmer version of this song.
Oh, darn it. No, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, darn.
But then again, I don't know if a klezmer band would really be the first one you would think of to do Merry Christmas.
It was not the first thing to come to mind, no.
No.
But, you know, Irving Berlin.
I know. Well, that's a good point. There is probably a klezmer version somewhere. I'll try to dig it up for next
well,
year.
Well, there's, do they know it's Santa? Was it Must Be Santa?
Must
recorded
be
by Bob Dylan.
Oh, yes.
Which that, got a bizarrely klezmer feel about it.
Yes, that's a good point. That's a good point. And I think I heard a Christmas song sung by Zero Mostel at some point or another.
Oh, I probably would like that.
Oh, I know you would.
Funny guy.
Oh, just wonderful. Now, remember that song, Bop, Zip-Bip, Doodle, Bop, that one?
No.
In fact, that was the title, Bop. It was this kid band.
Do remember Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, this band was called Hanson, because that was their last name. It was like two or three brothers.
Oh, this wasn't too long ago.
Well, now, I think it is now. It's like 20 years anyway. Oh. Like, they're not kids anymore.
Well, you see, they passed on, and I never even noticed.
Well, I don't know if they passed on, but they were like a kid. They're a bunch of kids. Sort of like the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Except, not a boy band. Yeah, but they played instruments. But they were pretty soulful. Anyway, I was surprised when I came across their version of Merry Christmas, Baby.
Here we go.
It's actually quite good. You want to check it out?
Sure.
Yeah, this is Hanson doing Merry Christmas, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Hanson doing the song Merry Christmas Baby here on KX93.5 FM. Laguna Beach, I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is Merry Christmas Baby, just that song. That's all I'm playing tonight, different versions of that song. Jim Rue is with me tonight. Jim just walked in. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
It's awfully nice for you to join me because, you know, usually I'm here by myself.
I know.
It's all lonely and scary.
Yeah, you're a real solitary dude.
Yeah, but now here it's now with you here it's not lonely, but it's still scary.
So what do you want for Christmas, John?
Peace on earth.
Yeah, world peace. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, this next version of Merry Christmas Baby is by Boney James.
Ah.
He's a horn player. He's a sax player. And I'm glad I figured that out, because at the beginning you hear some woman going, blow, Boney, blow. And it sort of gets your attention. And then when you read up on it, you realize she's telling him to play his horn. Okay, so I want to check that out.
Well, while I was downtown this afternoon, I was putting in some time at the Santa Claus shack, and there were two people playing brass in the tunnel by Bouchard's, tuba and French horn, playing Christmas.
No
carol.
Kidding, just was, those two?
Yep, it was quite delightful.
Oh, I bet it was, especially in that hallway there.
Yep, I even slipped them a couple of dollars.
Well, you should have.
It never happened.
Oh really? You don't throw money in buskers?
Well, first I have to have a couple of dollars.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. All right, let's listen to some music. This is Boney James. Boney's going to blow the song "Merry Christmas, Baby" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Boney James on the saxophone. I don't know the name of the singer. Here on KX93.5 FM doing Merry Christmas, Baby. I have Jim Rue with me tonight. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what up?
Well, we're listening to Nothing But Merry Christmas, Baby, the song first recorded in 1947 by Charles Brown, the group he was in Los Angeles. And it's been covered. I do this song. I'm going to be doing this song on Friday. I'm working this, I start at the top of every hour and I say that I'm a professional musician. And people out there...
I've heard you say that.
Yes, well, you might think, oh yeah, sure. Well, if you want to come see me and make up your own mind about that, you can see me this Wednesday at Amazing Grapes in Rancho Santa Margarita. From 6:30 to 9:30.
Well, I've heard you perform live many times, John.
Oh, yeah.
That's because I love to be able to tell people I'm with the band.
Yes. And on Friday, Christmas Day, I'm playing at the Laguna Cliffs Marriott Resort in Dana Point, overlooking the harbor. Beautiful venue. And I'm playing there, I don't know, from 11 to 4 or something like that. I don't know.
Well, next Sunday night, you'll be doing this show again, right?
I believe so, yes.
Are you going to be doing many different versions of Auld Lang Syne?
That's an idea, Jim. I'll consider it.
But not necessarily a good idea.
That not necessarily.
I have.
Although it might be.
I can always be dependent on for any number of bad ideas.
For not, you can be dependent upon for not necessarily good ideas.
That's more accurate, actually.
Yeah. They're probably very good, but they're not necessarily.
No.
No.
As a matter of fact, you can get halfway through and suddenly realize, oh, God,
what have I done?
I've made a mistake.
Okay. Listen, every now and then I have a mystery singer, and you have to guess who it is.
Michael Jackson.
Not yet, and you have to guess who it is. Now, this is a very, very, very famous singer. Okay.
Michael Jackson.
Well, yes, he's a famous singer, but that isn't who this is. It's a very famous singer doing this song. So, and don't go to your amazingly smartphones and try to and put SoundHound or something next to the speaker. You got to figure this out yourself. And if you don't figure it out, I'll be very,
and
very.
There's no point in calling because if you call, he's not going to pick up the phone.
That's right. And if you don't figure it out, I'll be very, very disappointed. Here's mystery singer doing "Merry Christmas, Baby" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Well, all right. That's Then they came down the chimney about 3:30. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. I haven't had a toddy this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree. Well, I wanna bring it a little bit high. Well, I wanna bring it a little bit high. Oh! I wanna bring it a little bit high, baby. Wanna bring a little high, baby. Well, I haven't had a toddy this morning, but I'm all lit up, but I'm all lit up, but I'm all lit up.
That was Mystery Singer doing Merry Christmas Baby here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I have Jim Rue with me tonight. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Wait a second. So let me ask you. We have a certain protocol. So, Jim, do you know who that singer was?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, who was it?
Spike Milligan.
Spike Milligan, you're absolutely correct. Yahoo!
Spike Jones.
No. It wasn't Spike. But
I love it.
Why are you saying that? Why are you sabbing? Because you guessed it right.
Because I'm a disruptor, John.
You are.
James Brown.
Yes, it was James Brown.
Yeah, there was one little riff that gave him away.
Yes, you had no idea for the whole song until the end. He did I
can't do it.
Wasn't like that.
Can you do it?
No.
Not tonight, you can.
Not tonight, that's for sure. Okay. How much time do we have? Not a whole lot.
Go.
Let's jump to the Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, goody, that's what I came for.
Okay.
But I was hoping it'd be a cover by you, John.
I do the song, but I have no recorded version.
Oh, shucks.
I know. All right, then. So let's listen to the Manhattan Transfer do their version of Merry Christmas, Baby. Oh, I was telling you where I was playing this week. On Friday, I'll be at the Marriott, and on Saturday, I'll be back at the Fig and Olive in Newport Beach from 12 to 3.
The what Olive?
Fig and Olive.
Fig and Olive.
Fig and Olive on Fashion Island.
That doesn't make a bad tapenade.
No, in fact, the food is amazing. The place is amazing.
Oh.
And then that night, that same night, Saturday, I'll be at the Lumberyard.
Excellent.
In Laguna Beach with Bob Hawkins. All right. So here we go with the Manhattan Transfer doing their version of Merry Christmas Baby here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Got me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got Charles Brown on my radio.
Play me some bebop, slip me some doobop.
Well, I long to kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe. Come on, sing to me, Janice. See before me.
Do-wah.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, baby, that is the Manhattan Transfer here on KX93.5 FM and doing Merry Christmas, Baby. I'm with Jim Rue. Hi, Jim.
Doobie-doo-wop-doo-wah, John.
Yeah, you know what? That was, they referenced, if that's a verb, I don't think it is, but it's a modern usage kind of thing. They referred to Charles Brown. I got Charles Brown on my radio.
So, I heard that.
Yeah, yeah, so that's like a full circle kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's very neat that we end with that song because we started off with James Charles Brown.
So are we up to the point where we are bringing it home, as you musician people tend to say?
Yeah, sure. We're bringing it home, yeah. And let's see. Yeah, that's what we're doing, all right. What were we talking about during that thing? I was going to say that was without music, that was without instrumentation. And that is called...
A cappella,
and that is Italian, and it means to the style of or after the style of a choir.
Seeing how it's a choir, it's very apt.
Yes, and if you listen to a lot of choirs, you will develop a choir taste.
I have Manhattan Transfer is so dissimilar to anything else that I like in musical genres, but I like pretty much everything they ever made.
Well, you are obviously a listener of discernment, because their talent is deep.
Yeah, I have eclectic tastes.
That you do, and if you liked what you heard tonight, and you want to hear more, or you missed any, you can go to kx935.com and go to the podcast page, search for John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. That's the name of this show, and you can. Pick an episode. There's at least 170 of them. You pick one and hit listen, and you too can be crunchy.
You say 170?
I have 170 shows.
You've been doing this for three years?
2 years now. 2 years. Well, we'll see. I do two shows per time up, so that's why it works out that way.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. Because after this, we're going to do another show.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you?
I forgot about
it. You know, you can't leave. I'm sorry. So... And there'll be there, and you can go. You can look around the podcast page. There's all kinds of great podcasts. The guy who precedes me, Greg Friedman, he's got a great show, Inner Journey. There's lots of great community shows, it's a revamped website, very interesting, a bunch of cool stuff. So go to kx935.com and look around.
Could we burn some sage in between shows?
Why not? And while you're there. Become a member. Your tax-deductible donation keeps our independent voice alive. We're an independent voice, but we depend on listeners and sponsors. We're not corporate owned.
It's a codependent voice.
Yeah, exactly. It's a codependent voice. We need you. We're not corporate owned. We pretty much say what we want and play what we want. And that's what we need more of here in Radio Land. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yes. All right, then. That about wraps it up for this hour. I'll be back. Jim, Rue, and I will be back because Jim's not leaving.
Bye.
No, you're not.
And well, the show is over.
This show is over, yes. Oh, yes, we're saying goodbye for now, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Goodbye for now.
With more great music, Christmas-themed, and more of more insufferable blather. For all of us here, for Jim Rue.
My specialty.
Yes.
Now I've made him sick.
Yes. Sick with joy. Sick with this Christmas spirit. For all of us here at KX93.5 FM, this is John Troy saying, ciao, baby.
Good night.